Until recently, it seemed that most discussions of income inequality, especially in Florida's hospitality economy, were necessarily held at a distance, a sort of abstract foot shuffling about which nothing of substance could be done. After all, Florida has made it clear, by virtue of being anti-union and a right-to-work state, that you should feel lucky to have a job at all. That's why we hand out huge incentives to big-box retailers like Walmart to come in and reshape our communities while simultaneously drafting legislation that prevents local governments from doing anything to establish their own living wage. But lately, there's been a sea change in how minimum wage labor is understood. As President Barack Obama said in his December 4th speech on the economy, the combined trends of increased inequality and decreasing mobility pose a fundamental threat to the American dream, our way of life, and what we stand for around the globe. Last week, the Alliance for a Just Society, along with Organize Now, released its 15th annual job gap study, this time setting its focus on Florida. According to that report, 64% of all job openings in the state pay less than a living wage of $16.84 per hour, with 13 job seekers going after every one living wage job. Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott continues to tout decreasing unemployment, despite recent media investigations that prove his jobs math is flawed. One thing is certain, Floridians are growing tired of this trickle-down economic philosophy that's been destroying the state since the 80s. After all, you can't feed your family on a lie.